Welcome back to the practice of living awareness and a brand new meditation. We're on meditation number two, or day number two of three, in that there's three meditations each week. And we're on step three, flow. I bring all this up to say that three is a magic number, to borrow the phrase from Schoolhouse Rock. The saying, it's easy as one, two, three. We've all heard that phrase. And it really is easy as one, two, three because it takes three times around any experience to create a rhythm, to initiate a habit, or to manifest results. These 3 days with any one meditation tool create a familiarity and an efficacy, and an ease. Each one of those numbers is significant, one, two, and three. The number one is all about initiation. Initiating a practice. It's got that energy of a lightning bolt, or maybe even an exclamation point. Intention. We've said that quite often. Intending to sit down and meditate, intending to dedicate yourself to a meditation practice. It's powerful, the number one, to set intentions. The number two is all about relationship, and that makes sense. As we state our intention, it comes into a relationship with our world, with our day-to-day experience. There's you and your practice. How's that relationship going? There's you in time. You need to make space for this intention to actualize, so you need to revisit your relationship with your schedule. There's you and your thoughts and feelings about your intention to meditate. How does it feel? How does it feel when you intend to sit down? How did it feel to sit down today? Good, I hope. And there's the relationship of your intention and things. You want to meditate to guided recordings online, and you need a computer or a smartphone, perhaps some headphones. Maybe you've created a special space in your house to meditate, a nice chair, some flowers, a blanket, and a cushion. So cooperative components have come together in relationship, and your intention has come to life. It's made its way into your life. And so your practice gains momentum. It finds a flow of its own because you do it again and again and again. So I hope this week, week three within the practice, there's a bit of familiarity. There's a habit forming. There's some ease in the process. And you're starting to truly go with the flow as you sit down to meditate. Intention, relation, momentum. A, B, C. Do, re, mi. Three is so primary. There's three primary colors, red, yellow, and blue. They create every color of the spectrum. And so we smile with the number three. Smile with flow and all that takes shape as a result. Together we smile. Take a long, slow, deep breath. And we settle. Gently breathing in. And gently breathing out. Sense the energy of the smile. Perhaps it's still lingering, that goodness, that sparkle behind your eyelids. Perhaps becoming aware of the breath as it moves into the body at the tip of the nose. That was step two, tip of the nose. Two, relationship. Relating to the breath. Allowing two components, awareness and the breath, to become one. And that steadiness, that stability of focus allows moment to moment to moment awareness. Three seamless moments flowing into a meditative momentum. Just having fun with ones and twos and threes. But we can experience that. Magic. So simple, just count three deliberate, long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in one. Gentle exhale and breathing in two. In your own time, a gentle exhale and a deep breath, breathing in three. And with the exhale, that gentleness settles in, it sets in, it generates some momentum around ease and calm, the natural result of a gentle breath. Becoming aware that the smile is just under the nose. There it is. We use the idiom, it's right under your nose, when the location of something should be really obvious or totally apparent, as if all we need to do is just pay attention, and there it is. And so perhaps it's intentional that the smile is located just beneath our noses. we can take a long, slow, deep breath and notice the flow of air as it comes in from the room and moves down into the lungs. Just noticing that flow, air from the room, in at the tip of the nose, down the windpipe and into the lungs, and then flowing back out. Noticing on the in-breath that the air passes right through the space of the smile. See if you can add the smile to your awareness of the flow of the breath. Breath moves into the nose and passes right through the smile as it follows the windpipe into the lungs. It's as if we can allow the goodness, the openness, the affirmative quality of a smile to blend with the breath. It's as if a long, slow inhale breathes that goodness into your lungs, into your body, into your felt sense or your emotional body. Breathing the smile into your mind space, into your whole being. Goodness flowing along with the breath. Notice how easy it is to lift on the inhale, to straighten your spine and aspire upwards. There's an uplifting quality to the inhale. Perhaps it's because it's capturing the goodness that's just beneath your nose, that's held in the smile, that flows with the breath. And so we sit with the flow from intention to relation to momentum. Happens naturally, intending to marry the breath with the smile, noticing the ease of their relationship, noticing all of the subtleties that present themselves in the field of your awareness. Breath by breath. By breath. The flow of moment to moment to moment as breath comes in and breath goes out. If the mind starts to wander, just gently bring it back. Back to the flow of the breath. back to the flow of moment, becoming the next moment, becoming the next moment. Your attention held in place by the gentle momentum of the breath of your practice. Breath comes in, and breath gently moves out. Together, we take a few breaths to bring this sitting to a completion. We breathe light into the mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into the physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating. The world thanks you. Go with the flow today. See what you create. We'll be with you again soon.